All right, gang, away we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Wednesday, September 25th. How's it going? Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show. It's going to be a rather different daily podcast because today is One Hit Wonder Day. And we celebrate it all show long, giving you the opportunity to vote between two one-hit wonders as to which one we would play. We obviously can't play full songs here on the podcast. It's a big no-no. So expect a lot of talk about one-hit wonders and a lack of playing them here. We didn't have much of the normal razzle-dazzle from the news today. A few stories snuck in, so buckle up. Here we go. It is a little different, but it is the Daily Podcast.
Today is One Hit Wonder Day, and as a perfect introduction this morning...
I guess you don't know what today is.
No, I don't know.
Well, first of all,
it's Wednesday.
You know they call it
Hump Day.
Second, and this is really the more important part.
It is National
One Hit Wonder
Day.
One Hit Wonders.
These guys are One Hit Wonders.
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonder.
It is, in fact, One Hit Wonder Day. And what we're going to do, we started playing with this yesterday because we thought, you know, well, we'd work it out amongst ourselves. And we had so much fun doing it that way that we decided, you know what, we're going to do it with the listeners this way as well. Here's the story. There will be two to pick from. And this morning, those two are, let me get them up here for you. All right, those two, oh my God, talk about a man who's not prepared. Those two are Tommy Two Tone and that lovely little ditty that goes... And that will be going up against Brewer and Shipley with...
One toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line.
Now, for those of you who never encountered a one-hit wonder, it's a song by a band that was a very popular song, made it into the top 10, a lot of times made it to number one, and then they never had another hit again. So throughout the day, we will celebrate those songs. So here's the question to you. Do you want it to be 867-5309 Jenny by Tommy Two Tone? If you do, text 1 to MGK MGK. That's 645-645. Or are you going to go with One Toke Over the Line from Brewer and Shipley? Text 2 to MGK MGK. And you will decide which of these two we are going to play. So it's 1 for 867-5309 Jenny, 2 for One Toke Over the Line. And now's the time to start voting here at MGK. Cindy is here now, so let me ask you, it is Long Song Wednesday, it's One Hit Wonder Day. We are in lieu of Long Song Wednesday, we're putting that to the side because we're going to do One Hit Wonders all morning long. Of those two songs, 867-5309 or One Toke Over the Line, which one would you go with?
867-5309.
Screams, Cindy. I mean, I'm not against you. We're not with you.
No, but absolutely.
All right. Well, if you want to vote, because we're about to decide which one we're going to play, text 1 for 867-5309 Jenny to MGK MGK. Or if you're going to go with Brewer and Shipley and One Toke Over the Line, you would text 2 to MGK MGK. That's 645-645.
Let's see. One hit. That's all we got. One guy.
One hit wonder.
The flash in the pan.
Lightning in a bottle.
Here's another one hit wonder.
Yep. Burglary residing in the Where Are They Now file.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the voting is done. And the song that the majority of you, 55% of the people who voted on this, want to go with?
Yeah.
Tommy Two Tone. And 867-5309.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay. That's univest.net. Al Cooper is one of my heroes. Al Cooper is an incredible songwriter, an incredible performer, the original singer and writer for the original Blood, Sweat, and Tears, right? Went on to be, you know, he did a lot of studio work, became the head of A&R for Columbia Records, was the man who got the Rolling Stones to put the French horn on.
We talked to him about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we talked to him about that. Just an all-around great guy. Well, he was the keyboard player for Bob Dylan when they were in Nashville at the Columbia Records studios there, and they were recording Rainy Day Women numbers 12 and 35. All right? Now, in the middle of the session, Bob says, you know what? I want like a good time brass band feel on this. Get me a trombone player. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and Bob Dylan wants a trombone player. Al Cooper will pick up the story from there.
That was recorded very, very late at night. I said to one of the guys on the session, I wish we had a trombone player. He said, well, we can get one. I said, what, at 4 o'clock in the morning? He said, yeah. So they made a call, and we waited about 25 minutes. This guy showed up at 4:30 in a suit with a shirt and tie on with aftershave lotion on and sat down, played two takes of this song. He did not know who Bob Dylan was, and then went home.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is, and you know, and I guess all of Philadelphia will be celebrating the fact that Philadelphia's own Will Smith is celebrating a birthday today. Will is 51 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know what? I remember last year when he turned 50, he went bungee jumping, and there's a photo on the internet of him, and he's upside down. And damn it, does he look like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Yeah, because he has the gray hair now, the gray goatee.
The angle made him look fat, which, oh boy, it looked like him.
Why do I get the feeling that the only really big fan of the Fresh Prince of L.A., of Bel-Air, rather, is Steve?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
It was my wheelhouse, guys.
I put money on that.
TGIF when I was coming up.
Can you sing it?
In Westville.
Hold on, where is it?
I was going a cappella.
Yeah. There you go. You can sing along with Will.
You know me and keeping beat with things.
Yeah.
I believe.
All right, here
it
comes.
I believe.
Here you go.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, tell you how I gained the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Prince of Belgo.
Can you do the dance also?
I don't know the dance. I knew the head twirl at the end.
This is the extended version.
Normally it would have come in there.
Yeah.
Got
22 minutes only.
How long is it?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys that were up no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, my mom got scared, said, you're moving with your auntie and your uncle to Bel-Air.
Wow! I am seriously impressed.
Yeah, I gotta keep going. Yeah. I know it all.
Seriously impressed.
The Fresh Prince of Willow Grove, everyone.
There you
Steve Azzalani.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
As we said, in lieu of Long Song Wednesday this week, it's One Hit Wonder Day, and you get to decide what we're going to play.
Let's see. One hit. That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
One hit Wonder Day.
The flash in the pan.
Lightning in a bottle.
Here's another One Hit Wonder.
Currently residing in the Where Are They Now file.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The One Hit Wonder that you voted for. It was the Fabulous Thunderbirds' Tough Enough going up against One Toke Over the Line from Brewer and Shipley. Oh, sweet Jesus. It's One Toke Over the Line. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We will continue with One Hit Wonder Day. That is, the world is celebrating this today. Probably not like us. And you get to pick what songs we're going to play. We'll do it again in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll do it all day long. Debbie and Andre have plans for it as well. 56 degrees outside.
You said the world. Do you think a station in Iran is doing what we're doing?
Right.
Sort of like this?
The free world. Only in the free world. Right, and Radio Free Europe. Radio Free Europe is doing it, right? And whatever that international government station is, right? You know, Air America or something like
that. I'd love to hear some Iranian one-hit wonders. If you know any, please text us.
Wait a second. I'm pretty sure.
That Death to America is the hook to everyone?
I gotta see if I can find it.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you're cooking up over there.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Where is this going? Kick it. Smack it. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to look up worldwide one-hit wonders. And
you know that there's some Hasselhoff in the mix.
Yeah. Well, in Germany,
yes,
in Germany, no it's going to be really big. In Iran, they're just playing over and over again.
This is a banger.
This is they love this there. Right? No. I think it's called Death to America.
Yes,
I think
it is. That's what it is. I would put money on that.
What it is. We will continue with One Hit Wonders, at least the Philadelphia version. So between the two, Tough Enough from the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Life is a Highway from Tom Cochran. This one was a landslide, with 70% of the vote going to Tom Cochran and Life is a Highway.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, NBC launches another division of Law and Order.
Gonna have to keep those people back.
Oof, what happened to this guy?
Wrong place, wrong time.
You said it. What's under his hand there? Give me a straw to pull that out.
How about a stick? Plastic straws are hurting the environment and turtles.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Oof, this is gonna make it hard for me to have a burger for lunch.
Actually, if everyone could eat less meat, it would have a huge impact on our overall greenhouse emissions.
Shut the f*** up. Can I get a bright light under his body when they take the pictures?
You know, people who leave lights on all day.
Shut the f*** up!
Law and Order, STFU. Brand new tonight on NBC and streaming online.
People who leave their computers on all day are responsible for wasted electricity.
Oh, shut the f*** up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.